Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Your Money Moment, the podcast where we talk real life, real money, and how to make your better financial decisions without the fluff. I'm your host, Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're diving into one of the most important but often overlooked concepts in personal finance. It's called opportunity cost. Now don't worry, this is not going to sound like your old economics class. We're going to break it down in everyday language and give it some real-world context. So let's start with a simple definition. Opportunity cost is what you give up when you choose one option over another. It's the hidden cost, the path not taken. And while it sounds theoretical, it has very real consequences in our financial lives. Let me walk you through a classic example I often see with clients buying a car. So imagine this, a client walks into my office, let's call him Andrew. Andrew's done well, he's got a steady job, a bit of savings, and he's looking to buy a new car. He's got two choices, one, a solid, reliable car for $300,000, or a fancier model with all the bells and whistles for $500,000. Now Andrew can technically afford the $500,000 car, maybe even qualify for a good finance deal. But I ask him this, what are you giving up by choosing the more expensive option? Let's look at the numbers. The difference between the two cars is $200,000. So if Andrew chose the cheaper car and invested that $200,000 instead, what could happen? So let's say Andrew invests that $200,000 in a balanced portfolio returning a modest average of 9% per year. In 10 years, that 200,000 Rand grows to around 475,000 Rand. In 20 years, it grows to over 1.1 million. So let that sink in. That's a million Rand decision. Not because Andrew bought a million Rand car, but because he gave up the opportunity to invest the difference and let the time compound growth do their thing. And here's the kicker. That expensive car, it's losing value the moment he drives it off the lot. In 5 years, it'll be worth maybe 50% of what he paid. Meanwhile, the investment could be gaining value every single year. This is the essence of opportunity cost. It's not about guilt-tripping yourself for spending money. It's about understanding the trade-off. Now I get it. We don't always make decisions based on numbers alone. Maybe Andrew always wanted that specific car. Maybe he values the status or the features. That's totally valid. But if you're trying to build wealth, every major purchase is also a financial decision. The car, the house, the holiday, they all have opportunity cost. So here's a thought experiment you can use in your own life. Every time you make a big purchase, ask yourself, what could this money do for me if I invested it instead? You don't have to say no to all the big things you want, but you should know the price you're paying, not just in rands, but in lost potential. So that's it for today's episode. Opportunity cost isn't just a theory, it's a lens through which to view your financial choices. And when you start seeing your decisions through that lens, you become a more powerful steward of your money. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend or family who needs to hear this. And always, if you have a financial question or topic you want us to cover, reach out and drop us an email. Until next time, make smart choices, ask better questions, and keep your money working as hard as you do.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your money moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.